What could you learn from researching over 1,000 leaders in the Bible? Here's a sample from Steve Moore, president of Next Leader, from his book, The Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible.
G. Campbell Morgan didn't think there could be any honest and respectable man who could doubt that the Bible was the Word of God. But at the turn of the 20th century, physical sciences were exploding with the discovery of new ways to understand the world. Gradually, scientific discovery eclipsed his faith. He later said, "There came a moment when I was sure of nothing." Morgan canceled all his preaching appointments. His biography, drawing from his family records, tells the story of his turnaround. He said to himself, "I am no longer sure that this is what my father claims it to be, the Word of God. But of this I am sure, if it be the Word of God, and if I come to it with an unprejudiced and open mind, it will bring assurance to my soul of itself." He said, "I began to read and study it then. I have been a student ever since, and still am." 55 years after he emerged from his eclipse of faith, totally convinced the Bible is true and nothing but the living Word of God. This reality birthed in Morgan a conviction to study, obey, and teach the Bible. Not every Bible-centered leader experiences a crisis of faith, but every Bible-centered leader can come to own the same conviction as Morgan, that the Bible is the authoritative Word of God. It doesn't have to be defended. It can convince people if it is clearly taught and if people sense a need to which the truth in the Bible speaks. Morgan found many opportunities to speak inside and outside the local church. His public recognition increased as his giftedness and Bible knowledge became evident. One Sunday evening, after Morgan preached at his church, several people walked forward to the altar to receive Christ. God stirred in Morgan's heart a question that pressed his conscience. "I went home to my own study and sat there alone." As clearly as though it had sounded in the room, a voice put this question, "What are you going to be, a preacher or my messenger?" I began to ponder that night's sermon, to review my ministry. To my dismay, I discovered that the desire to become and to be known as a great preacher was beginning to get the upper hand. Morgan sat in his study, reflecting on this question all night. Just before dawn, he sealed the answer, to be God's messenger, by taking years of sermons infused with too much of self and tossing them in the fire. Watching the papers burn, Morgan cried out to God, committing to speak only what God gave him, adding nothing, taking nothing away. We all have to answer the question, what are you going to be, a speaker or God's messenger? If your word gifts are buttressed by strengths and acquired skills that make you effective on stage, you can expect to be tempted to lean on raw talent instead of a deep knowledge of God's word. Communication skills can produce in-the-moment responses that feed the ego, but only the power and truth of God's word can produce life change that lasts.
This audio excerpt is from The Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible by Steve Moore. For more information, including a free PDF version of the book, go to BibleCenteredLeadership.com.